White bottles, gold bottles, black bottles, Bella. Mansion out in Bella, cruising 67 Bella. 100 bottles, all these sparklers feeling like it's July. Champagne showers while we
clubbing. What's up, y'all? We are back with another episode of Chow Unfiltered.
Period.
I am Big Bag Bisha, and this is
Sir Motherfucking Julian.
Period.
We're allowed to curse.
And we're finna get into some things. Just wanted to let you guys know that this podcast is sponsored by the one and only the best Bel Air, period. So let's get into some stuff.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So what do you want to start off with? Like, we have so many things that we could be like talking about.
Okay, so this is episode one, number one.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is episode one.
So this is exciting.
This is exciting.
So let's go ahead and get into it.
This is our episode, like us chilling. Like,
chilling, just having fun. This is like what we're normally like.
Absolutely.
The time, right?
Absolutely, period.
Period.
And I feel like, you know, a lot of people always like wonder because they see us and stuff. They see us like on, you know, me and Coco's YouTube, and they see us on like Instagram and stuff like that or whatever. So this is good for people to just get into, you know, us, period, as a people. Yeah. And as friends.
As besties.
Yeah. Okay, period. So, let's start off with, it's the top of 2022.
It is.
It's what? It's February. So
February.
It's the top of 2022. We're in the first quarter right now. Let's talk about 2021 real quick. Like, 2021 was crazy.
It was a crazy year. But a good year at the same time, though.
It was a good year. It was a good year.
I think we had a lot of fun that year, too. Like, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah. We started off the year with Turks. Then we went to Cabo. Then we went to Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Oh, we had a crazy year. It
was All-Star Weekend.
All-Star Weekend.
Let's talk about that. That was a vibe.
Okay, period.
So where do we start?
So get into it.
Okay. First, I think that before we even get into that, let's just wrap up 2021. Like, if we had one biggest life lesson that we had to discuss or think about, what would it be? Like, what would your biggest life lesson be for 2021?
For me, I don't know. Like, I feel like it could be like a number of things. Like, I don't know. Like, I've learned so many lessons as far as really more so of how to deal with people.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, I'm a Virgo. So, you know, I feel like Virgos, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my Virgos out there, period. September 4th, baby, period. Same birthday as Beyonce.
Talk about that.
So, but for me, I feel like, you know, as far as like Virgos, I feel like we're very passionate about who we build relationships with, whether it be friends, whether it be, you know, significant other or whoever, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
I feel like for me, I just don't like to be let down by people.
Yeah.
I don't like that. And especially not just any random person, but people who I feel like are my friends or who I have considered as friends or family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As far as that goes. So I don't know. Like, as far as lessons, I've learned so many different lessons, but I've also just learned how to just deal with people and just more so take people for who they are once they show you who they are.
And like, leave it at that.
And leave it at that.
For sure.
I agree with that.
Like, you know, my situation with like friends and stuff. Like, I went through a tricky phase of like going from like not being afraid to let go of like that high school bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like a lot of times, like a lot of bitches are like stuck in high school popularity, and bitch, you're out of high school. It's done with. It's over with.
You know
what I mean? So I feel like a lot of times, like, learning to like let go of all that to move forward is so important.
Absolutely.
I mean? For sure.
And see, I feel like my problem is that, you know, like, see, this is accountability section too, because it's okay. It's okay to take accountability for your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, we're only human. We gonna make mistakes, or we only learn as we go. So I just feel like my problem too is that I take a lot of stuff personal. So what I'm working on for 2022 is like more so I don't need to be taking so much stuff personal, because I feel like, you know, once a person shows me who they are, I just need to believe them, and then we just, you know, move forward.
Yeah.
In that. But I don't need to take it personal. You know what I mean? I just feel like I'm just such a,
I don't know,
a genuine person.
Maybe
so
not
it's
take
like
it personal. Maybe not take it personal, but like for me, like, let that shit go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, like, for me specifically, when it, like, my biggest life lesson, where I take accountability, I feel like a lot of times you try to, like, feel like you could change somebody, or, like, teach them to, like, believe in themselves more, or do more, or, like, you see more in somebody than they see in themselves.
Absolutely.
And at that point, it's like, if that's what they wanted to do with their life, that's what they would do. You know what I mean? So, for me, I feel like, because I understand that, like, who wants to be the person always under the pressure of, like, do this better and do this better, but, like, I've learned that specifically, like, if that's not what they're working for and that's not their life, you know what I'm saying? You can't try to force, like, your beliefs on somebody else. That's my main thing.
You really can't.
You can't.
You really
and it
can't.
It will end the relationship.
It will end the relationship.
But not only will it end the relationship, like, I know, like, them watching this even, like, they're like, he's a fucking evil bitch. Like, they hate me. They hate me. You know what I'm saying? So it's important. It's important to just dead the shit, like, and move on because you want to, versus, like, forcing what you think their life should be. You
know but also, I mean? Too, like, people grow with time. And yeah. I feel like sometimes people are so stuck on just, like, being in the past and, oh, you, I remember you as this person, this person, this person. Like,
yeah.
I feel like if we're friends, right, you need to support the fact that I'm just only trying to grow.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. That's it. Like, I'm not going to sit in this same spot. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So as far as, like, when it comes to success or whatever the case may be, like, you know, Jay-Z said it a long time ago, like, you know, we're not here. I'm not doing all of this to stay the same.
Exactly.
And I have stuck, that has stuck with me, like, for literally so many years, ever since I've heard it, because it's like, you are so right. Like,
for sure.
I'm not going through these stages and these different phases of my life to just be the same person than what you knew me 10 years ago.
For sure.
I'm not that girl.
For sure.
And I'm not going to be apologetic.
Like, you don't know me.
I'm not apologizing for changing and becoming a better version of me. If you're stuck
talk about it.
In 2000, that's not my fault. That's talk what you want to be. That's who you are. But
talk about
I'm in 2022, and this is me 2.0.
Can we get a round of applause on that right quick? Because that's really motherfucking tea. I think about that all the time. Like, it's like, it's just a matter of, like, where I'm trying to go in life. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, where I still have to come back for the accountability part, if that's not their life or what they're going for in the relationship. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's where my problem is.
Like, but what's wrong with ending the relationship if you feel like it's... Because at the end of the day, you are a product of who you hang around.
Yeah, totally.
So if it's like, if you go in this direction and they're trying to go this direction and it's not the same thing, it's like...
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, it's bound to happen to where the shit just doesn't stick together and it doesn't
exactly. Last. It's like, why force it? You know?
Why force it? Why force it?
Why
period.
And force that's just it. That.
So yeah, so I mean, I feel like, you know, 2021 was definitely a good year. Definitely, you know, good experiences is good and bad, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And even with the bad stuff that you go through, like, you can't necessarily just look at it like, oh, this is an ill. Like, no, like, turn your ills into lessons. Like, turn them losses 100%. Into lessons and take it for what it is and you continue to move on, period. So 100%. Now we in the new year.
It's the new year, so we're not even looking back at 2021 anymore. It's over with.
Fuck 2021.
Fuck 2021 and all you bitches.
Bitch.
How about that? I spit on you hoes.
Okay. Period.
Yes,
okay, period.
Yes. Cheers to the growth. Period.
Oh, okay, I'm just kidding. Hmm? All right, anyways, goals for 2022.
I want you to start.
Ooh, my goals for 2022. So honestly, I've started off 2022 very strong. Mm-hmm. Like, I've started
engaged.
Off. Yay,
that's
engaged.
Incredible.
Like,
engaged.
I got that's engaged, everything. You know what I'm saying? And it's like surreal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I have a lot of things going on for 2022. Like, really my main goal for 2022 is to be consistent.
Yeah.
Consistent in whatever I do.
Yeah.
I think people really don't understand how being consistent can take you so far.
No,
and just literally buckling down and focusing and really just like pushing through everything that you're trying to do.
Yeah.
But not necessarily putting too much on your plate, because it's like you have to focus on certain things at certain times. And I feel like sometimes, because I know sometimes, like, I might try to put too much on my plate and it's like, I can't focus.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like more so, okay, I'm laying things out. I'm starting to schedule things, you know, right. And you know what I'm saying? I've been working on my time management. I've been working on trying to be on time to everything.
You have, like, been on time recently.
I have. Like, I've been trying to be on time, just trying to really, like, hold myself accountable for just, like, doing certain things and just being consistent overall. So when it comes to music, I plan on dropping so much. I'm on these bitches next.
Talk
period.
About it.
And that's just that on that. Like, I'm not playing. Like, I'm about to be dropping so much music this year. You know what I'm saying? Being consistent through all of my social media platforms.
Yeah.
Just working hard in all of my businesses and everything. My cosmetics line. I've got a clothing line coming out, period. And yeah, just that's my main goal. Yeah. Just being consistent.
Not
and
you.
Getting married. I'm gonna be somebody's wife.
Plan this, like.
But wait, let's get into your goals.
Yeah. So my goals, I have a lot of goals for this year.
Okay, talk about it.
One of the goals for sure, obviously environment management. Also, people who might not know, they might be like, wait, how are you guys like close? Like,
right.
But we started out obviously doing work together, like doing PR and like doing that entire process together.
And so, you swarping down, I did not like you.
She didn't like me. She didn't like me. She threw shade.
Why do you think I threw shade? What did I do?
We was at the BET Awards. Do you remember? That's like when we first started, like,
when I wore that Versace look.
Yes.
Looking a hot fucking
yes.
mess.
Yes. Okay, we was at the BET
I'm
Awards.
Sorry.
And like, I was living in New York at the time. I was going to NYU at the time. So like, I was there just kind of like living my like white girl life. And and bitch, like, I come down to Atlanta. I come to see for the BET Awards. And I remember I had like 5 cameramen ready because we had a sprinter like to go to the war show. I had like 5 cameramen ready. I'm like, okay, yeah, like I'm hitting people up for favors. They're like, yeah, for sure. Come on. We get there. And Keisha, this was back when Keisha was late for everything. You used to always be late, Keisha.
I was.
Child. So we get to, I come to the house. You remember we were living at the time? Mm-hmm. It was such an era. Mm-hmm. And we go, the sprinters are there, and I was taking Cody, Shane, and Sky at the time. Do you remember as well? So it was all of us together, mm-hmm. but like in 2 different sprinters. Mm-hmm. So it was giving looks. Like it was giving 2 sprinters back to back. I had the vision in my head. I'm like, okay, there's 5 photographers here. Take the pictures.
Didn't happen.
She would not even come outside for 2 seconds. See, this is what Keisha was.
But
not
I was not dressed. Miss Keisha.
No. We're on the sprinters at this point.
Oh. Okay.
You get on the sprinters, and you're like, I mean, we're already late. Da-da-da. So we're not friends at this point. So at this point, I'm just like, okay, well, like. She's like, no, I'm not stepping out for 5 minutes. Like, you should have had this together earlier. Da-da-da. I'm like, whoa, okay, like, cool. So yeah. I was like, okay, so she doesn't fuck with me, cool. But then we like became besties, like literally.
We became besties.
We became literal besties. Like it's so insane. I love it. But
bitch. Okay.
Okay. Wait. New Year goals. So obviously, like viral management. Mm-hmm. I want to really like take it up. Like mm-hmm. I'm excited for this LA thing. You know yes. what I mean? That's exciting me so much. We're all like going to LA. Like that's exciting. So we're gonna be bi-coastal. I'm excited about that. I want to like really transition and also like make sure that even the clients that we're taking are now like. Always elevating the company as well versus like us elevating them. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
All the clients for sure. You
for
know
sure.
what I'm saying? But
for sure.
That's a big part of it. Viral Vixens, I just launched that with Coca recently.
Absolutely.
Which I'm excited about. Like, I don't know. Like, that is just like a fun project because you know, like, I love
it. It's giving like the baddies across
yes,
the world.
Yes, it's giving the baddies across the world. It's a fun project. I'm loving it. I'm really excited to get into like events. You know what I mean? Because
yes.
a lot of the girls aren't into like the videos as much as they are. For like going out to the club one night. To
but even so, I feel like Viral Vixens is not giving just like video girls.
It's not
like,
giving
it's
just
not,
video girls.
You know?
And they're also like they're also so like selective of girls to where it's like, it shouldn't just be
videos
and
stuff.
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I think they deserve so much more than that as well. So I'm excited about that for sure, 100%. That's exciting to see kind of like the transition of what is going to come with that basically. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, we also have coming up, I don't know, like I was thinking, you know, like, I love reality TV. Mm-hmm. I love reality TV. But I just be wanting to read a bitch down sometimes just for fun. Like, just to get paid for it, too. Like, so
dang.
I would live for that. Like, I would live for that. I'm also very selective of, like, what it would be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't join, like, a big ensemble cast. But, like, I don't know. Like, I'm excited about that, too. Like, that's a vision I have. And when I have visions, I kind of, like, make sure I...
So a vision as far as, like, what? Like, creating your own reality TV
Maybe
show.
Not even just creating my own, but like... doing one period. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. I auditioned for the show. Mm-hmm. It's Issa Rae's show. Yeah.
The one that we watched?
Yes.
Wow.
They reached out to me. They reached out to me and were like, hey, like, because I, when I watched it with you that day, I uh-huh. sent DM to the casting. You know, I'm going to find the person.
Okay? Yeah, yeah.
I found the casting director. I'm like, bitch, y'all don't have nothing on this show. Like, I let him know. And he was like, look, we only need people on the show who know people on the show. Right?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, whatever. Couple months later, this might be like a month ago, mm-hmm. he DMs me back and he's like, hey, we've been auditioning all the friends' his friends on the show. They're all whack. Like, I'm like, duh. Like, you know what I mean? So I text him. I'm like, look, you need to go ahead and let me audition for this shit, right? I do the whole process.
You did the whole process?
I did the whole process. You didn't even know about this, right?
Because he never, let me just say this. Julian tries to hide shit from me, and I have
no. It's not even that.
I have no idea why. Like,
no, it's not even that.
He be hiding shit.
No,
from
let me tell you why. For me personally, I like swear to you, when I tell somebody something before it happens, it always fucks up. No matter who it is, it could be my fucking mom. Like, I can tell her something, and it's like, damn, like the universe is saying, well, you shouldn't have fucking talked about it yet. You know what I'm
right?
saying? And I've learned that to where it's like, okay, like if he had reached out, you know what I'm saying. Of course. You know
I feel mean? That. Certain things, I feel like, I literally feel the same exact way.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't like speaking on certain
speaking
things
on it just,
happens.
It just, like, fucks it up. Because then you also don't know what the perspective is. You know what I'm saying?
For
like,
sure.
Sometimes you just have to, like, let it happen and then, like, talk about it.
And
you
then
know what
talk
saying?
About it. That's literally how I did with Power.
Yeah, like, I didn't know about
didn't
Power for so long.
I didn't
know until you went up there to go film.
Yeah.
Which is important. Because imagine if you, like, you know what I mean? It's important to do that.
Because I was, like, scared. Because I'm, like... I don't know if I'm going to be, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And then even still, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you film, but it's like, okay, are we going to get these certain scenes mm-hmm. in? Like, are they going to show these certain
yeah,
scenes?
Yeah,
so it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. So it's just like, okay, well, when it comes out and they, you know what I'm saying? Okay, boom. So, mm-hmm. but yes, continue.
Okay, where was I? You oh, the show, yeah. right? Okay, so I do this audition, right? Mm-hmm. And the guy's there, and you know, like, I come in, like, giving it to the world. Because you saw the show with me. I, like, made you watch it with me.
Yes, and I thought it was a good show.
It was a cute show. It was like cute show, but, like, throwing in, like, just anybody. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I felt about it, like, when I watched it. I love the show so much, though, by the way. Like, I'm definitely watching season two.
Yeah.
And I do the audition, like, before the interview's over, he's like, I'm going to be honest, like, you might be a little too much for this show. I'm like, you might be fucking right though, because like, yeah. I'm gonna be honest, like, you might be right. He's like, well, I have another idea for something else coming up, so fingers crossed. Like, we'll see what the year holds.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. But I love that though.
Yeah, it was fun though. Like, I just had fun with it. Like, I just, you know, was basically going through the cast of like what I feel like they gave me.
Yeah,
like I feel like a lot of them was giving me. We're not even going to that. Yeah, like we're not on that show, so whatever.
But no, I feel it. But it's all good. Like, yeah. I love that. And honestly, like, I want to clear this up too, because some people think that I have like something wrong. They feel like I have something against reality TV mm-hmm. because I did do, you know, a season of Love and Hip Hop and stuff like that or whatever. I'm not going to ever bash Love and Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a cool experience, you know, whatever, what have you. Certain things, yeah, I didn't agree with, and certain things I didn't like or whatever, because I just felt like, you know, if I'm going here in my career, then yeah. it got to just make sense. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? For me, and it just has to align with my brand and what I'm trying to do. So at the end of the day, let me correct myself and say this. Like, I'm not opposed to doing reality TV again.
Yeah.
But what I will say is that at the end of the day, I just want my respect and I want myself. I want it to align with my brand mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, I've left so much stuff in the past. And I have grown mm-hmm. to become this woman that I am now, mm-hmm. this boss ass bitch. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm not the boss. I'm not the girl that's in the streets fighting anymore. Yeah. I'm not the girl that's going back and forth with bitches all day anymore. Exactly. I don't do that type of shit anymore. Yeah. You know, back in the day when I was in high school and college, da 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 da, bitches used to get the vibe. But now it's like, I'm not on that no more. Like,
100%.
Because when you get some business about yourself, you get some power about yourself, you get some, you know what I'm saying, some bossiness about yourself, your life changes. And so it's just like, I want people to respect that and understand that. Like, yeah, it's going to be drama. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day,
yeah,
if a bitch want to tussle, we can tussle. But the thing is, it's like, I'm not promoting that. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want everything to always align with what I'm doing and stuff like that. So anyways, you know, shout out to whoever is doing reality TV.
Yeah, because I love watching you.
Reality TV is amazing. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's very entertaining. I'm never opposed to doing it. It just gotta make sense for me. And that's my thing.
Exactly.
So let's talk about the engagement.
I know.
Because y'all have some sneaky.
I have a lot of insight on that.
You do. Honestly, like I said, like, it's surreal. Like, I'm sitting over here.
Are you excited
with this big
about
ass
that? Like, I know, it's insane. Like, no, like, it literally looks like the picture that Mitt gave us, uh-huh. like, when we was designing the whole process of the ring. Okay, so do we get into the ring? Because I'm excited. I got some.
The
process
the
was everything. Okay, so at first, Coco was trying to lead me out of it. I don't know why. Like, at first, like, you know, reality child was all up in. Uh-huh. I'm like, okay. He shows him the ring. Reality found this ring, like, little bitty, like, I wasn't here for it. And I'm like, Coco, look.
No. Little bitty.
Like, it's not giving that. Like, let me help you out here. So I find this jeweler in Beverly Hills, mm-hmm. right? And he had so many diamonds and stones and sapphires and everything, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, look, like, let's go. Because at first, like, it just wasn't giving. I was like, let's go, like, 15 to 20 carat. He's like, I have one for 25 carats. I was like, okay, let's see it, right?
Let's see it.
Coco loved it, right?
Yeah.
Sickening. Then we hit up the Mint Boy. Shout out to Mint Boy. Like, really.
Shout out to Mint Boy.
Like, I love him. Like, really, really shout out to him. I hit him up and I'm like, look, we go pick up the stone. Cause you know Mint Boy lives in LA. Mm-hmm. I was like, go pick up the stone. After you go do it, come up with a design of like what we can do for a setting and like put it all together and bring it to life, right?
Boom.
He comes up with these concepts. We're like, fuck yes. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. Like, when I tell you, like, it was amazing. He sent us three different designs. That's the one we chose. Because it was, like, that's just, it was hard. Like,
yeah.
So, we go from that process. He, like, makes the ring. We needed it by, because the original proposal day, I don't know if you know, but it was Christmas.
So, yeah, because I just was, like, not
because that's why Coco was trying to get everyone to come to your house for Christmas. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was just, but it wasn't feeling like Christmas this year.
It didn't. Like, it didn't. The holidays just was like, I don't know. Like, and you know what I'm saying? Like, moving, traveling, all that stuff like that or whatever. So it just, like, kind of, like, took a toll on me. So I'm like, man, let's just cheer because last year, you know, we did a big thing for the holidays. Yeah. You know, When Big Bang Bisha puts together an event, it's going crazy. You're going to eat good. You're going to drink good. You're going to have gifts and all type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So
exactly. So we were going to do it on Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know, I was leaving Christmas because I went to Turkey. And I was like, fuck, like, I don't want to miss it. Like, that made me so
sad. And that's another thing, too. A lot of my friends weren't even in town.
Millie wasn't in town.
Yeah. Like, nobody was
a lot of us weren't in town. So I was just like, fuck, like, I guess you're going to have to do it for Christmas. Like, I was so mad about it. But then Mint didn't finish the ring in time. He was, like, a day late. Mm-hmm. He flew in Christmas morning. Because he was like, I promise you I was going to get it on Christmas. I'm going to get it to you guys on time. He flies into Atlanta literally the day before. Like, he gets there at 7 in the morning to meet Coca. And Coca was just like, eh, it's not getting today. Like, let's wait. Like, let's plan something for it. You know what I mean? When everyone's back. So then we came up with a concept. We got that house, bitch, and we was like, let's do it. Like,
my anxiety was through the roof.
What was it like that day? Like, I didn't know what you were thinking the whole time. Because Brandon was in town. I thought he was, like, distracting you. Because Brandon knew the whole time.
To be honest, though, like, y'all can't really get shit past me. Y'all do know that, right? Like, because I'm a Virgo, so it's like, I be on to y'all. But I did not know. But I will say, like, I did ask Coca that morning. And I'm like, are you trying to propose to me? And he's like, what?
Well,
like,
what made you ask that?
Because it's the way that y'all was acting. I can just tell. Like, you know, I can just literally tell. Like, the way that y'all were acting, I'm like, are you trying to propose to me?
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, like, we shouldn't even do that right now. And so I'm like, oh, okay, well, then fuck it.
Nah,
I'm like, okay, you're right. And then when Brandon came into town, I'm just like, Brandon just told me that he was not coming into town until later on. So I'm like, why is he here?
Exactly.
And then y'all are just so funny.
Like, well, let's get to the night of the proposal.
The night of the proposal, I'm going to just keep it short and sweet. First of all, I was in these uncomfortable-ass motherfucking Christian Louboutin heels. Them shits was eating my feet up.
But they're pretty.
They were very pretty, but they were eating my feet up. Mm-hmm. I walked in and everybody got quiet. So major anxiety through the roof.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then I seen what everybody was wearing. Everybody was kind of like dressed down and I'm the only person that's like dressed up. So I'm just like, what is going on? Like, I got on this Margiela red dress. I got on red bottoms. I got my red Birkin. You know, I'm all like, you know. But I'm like, why is everybody dressed down in shoes and stuff or whatever? So I was like, I don't know if you guys remember, but I was like literally like in a huddle with y'all. And I'm like, I want to change. I said, I'm going to come back later. And they're like, no, like y'all like, no, you got to be Bisha. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this don't feel right. And I was like, I don't know what y'all got going on, but y'all about to make me spaz out. And I was just like, you know, from there, honestly, like, I don't know, because it was you made your speech or whatever, but y'all just
kept on. What am I saying? I was so drunk.
Y'all kept on putting emphasis on me being, y'all were like, oh yeah, be next to your man, come in the center. So I'm like, if this is about viral management and viral vixen.
Oh yeah,
like,
by the way, we said it was a viral vixen's launch party, right?
Viral management. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, if this is about y'all, like, why are y'all trying to make this about me?
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, I'm going to step back. Like, so I'm like, what are you doing? And then y'all are like, no, like, stand in the middle. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so I'm like, okay. And then when I started crying, when I really realized like what was happening was when B. Simone and my mama walk in. And so I'm just like,
wait, was your mom not there the whole time?
She was, apparently.
No, she was the whole time. But like, was she not there when you walked in?
No, she wasn't.
Oh, she was hiding.
She came out of nowhere. Okay, yeah, she was. Y'all was hiding her.
I was drunk.
Yeah, y'all were hiding her. Okay. And then so she walks in and I'm just like, okay. And then I see B. Simone. I'm like, y'all wouldn't just be here for no reason. So I'm just like, obviously y'all are here for something. And obviously, okay. And then that's when he got on his knees. And I was like, oh. So I just started like crying immediately. And I cried my whole lashes off.
Yeah.
So yeah, y'all owe me some damn lashes. I'm like, okay. So I was ugly crying too. You know, when you get that ugly crying, you be all choked up. And you be like, yeah, I do. Like, period. And that's just how it was. So
period.
I'm about to marry the love of my life.
Aww.
My best friend, my soulmate. That is my everything. Aww, so I can't wait to marry him. So
what about the wedding?
Wedding, I don't know, because we have to get a wedding planner. I want to do it next year. I want to do it next year, but he wants to do it this year.
Like, it's not my wedding.
Y'all trying to stress me out.
I think it's giving this year.
Y'all trying to stress me out because I just feel like we're going to want it to be so epic that it's going to, like, take more time than that. But we'll see. You know, if God wants that to happen, we'll see. If God makes that happen to where
we can...
Is it going to be big?
A big wedding?
Baby, my name is Big Bang.
Talk about
Bisha.
Talk about it. So it's not giving intimate.
It's never anything little.
I love that.
It's never anything so small.
So I can show my ass the night of the... Huh?
Excuse me?
Huh? We definitely need to like let like three of your fans come. Like Brenda Rogers has to be there. Like
absolutely,
she deserves to be there.
I would agree. I think she deserves to be there. Like that, right? Yeah, I definitely think that we could like invite a couple of fans.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I feel like, you know, our fans, like especially like our fans on YouTube, mm-hmm. I feel like they'd be wanting to like walk through those like different for phases sure. of life with us.
And they're so supportive.
They're so supportive. So I definitely would. I would love that.
Yeah. Okay. What's your dream wedding though? Like you haven't.
Dream wedding is given. I want to be walking on water. Fish okay. is in the water, period. And I don't want to get wet. Yeah. How are we going to make that happen? Right. I don't know how that's going to happen.
Right.
But realistically, what I imagine is like a daytime, you know, sunny, beautiful day outside. But and then you have inside, like, you know, just big old wedding.
Indoor,
and everybody.
Outside vibes.
And I just imagine us being drunk as fuck.
Belair.
Electric slide. We doing to the right, to the left. We doing the Cupid shuffle. Like, I imagine all of that. Like, I want all the old school music. You know, I have an old heart, so I just want all the old school music. I want my family, my friends, everybody, like, who just has always been around me and Coca and just supported us. Like, I want everybody to just, like, be there. And not only is it going to be, like, our wedding, but I want it to be an experience for everybody else so that when they leave there, there's, like, you know, not only are they inspired to be married, but, you know, just inspire because, you know, we celebrate in love.
Exactly.
Like, literally. So.
No, 100%.
That's what I imagine.
I love that.
And that's just that on that. Coca, I love you.
Aww.
I love him. I can't wait to have
his
baby.
So sweet.
I'm pregnant now.
I'm pregnant with twin.
I'm pregnant.
Should we have a pregnancy pact?
I'm not pregnant. It's a joke. Not pregnant.
But do you remember
yet.
That?
I got a dress to fit in. Okay.
Do you remember that?
From Lifetime?
Packs? Yeah.
Yeah, I do
that
remember
was real.
That.
Should we do that? Come on. Let's do it.
So next. It's like next. Like what the, like what? Like.
Pregnancy pack.
Okay. So, let me tell you something. Julian. So we recently got into a little situation because he is so dramatic.
No, like, I'm not.
He's so dramatic and he's so sensitive. Like, and he be acting so just like he drags it. Like, everybody always drags it with me, but maybe I'm just like a tough cookie.
No.
I think I
Miss
am
Bisha,
a tough
you're
cookie.
Saying it wrong, Miss Bisha. You be, no, Miss Bisha.
I just don't feel like that was a reason. Like that was not a good.
Should we explain what happened?
So let's talk about it. So listen,
tell your side, I'm gonna tell my side. Okay,
I'm gonna tell what it is. So listen, so I text Julian, so we both have Finstas or whatever, and typically Finsta is, you know.
A fake Insta.
It's like a profile for people that I feel like are like cool, that you're cool with or that you feel like more comfortable with to like know like certain things, or you might post certain things that you might not post on your regular page or whatever the case may be. So, and it's kind of like you telling a little bit of your business maybe, right?
I be telling all my business.
Exactly. So he be like getting like crazy at the
freaky,
mouse
like,
sometimes.
I be naked, my nudes, ass is out, titties are out, everything.
Yeah, it's like you have double D's. Why are they out on the timeline?
And then so, people who aren't really even my friends like that. That's another thing I need to
But that's on. Exactly why I text him. So I text him and I'm like, Julian, I said, you need to just be careful who you tell your business to, child. And so what did you say after that?
I said, wait, so what's tea? I was like, Like, I don't even have no business like that. So whoever's being a fake ass bitch is being a fake ass bitch.
He just immediately jumps. Like, he's like, whoever being a fake ass bitch, being a fake ass bitch.
Because who the fuck talking shit? That's how I thought.
I'm like, whoa. Like, nobody said anything about anybody. It's a simple fact that I know that you have people on your fence that you really don't. Like, you don't fuck with on a daily basis. So just be careful. But see, that's where I was coming from. He was being so extra. And so what did you text me?
I was like, why are you gatekeeping information about?
Yeah, and see, all of that shit, like, all of that, not you gatekeeping information, all of that, like, baby, it's not all about that. Because the thing is the truth is that me and Coco was having sex. So that's why I didn't respond to you. And so by the time.
No, yes, it was an hour. So I'm like, okay, so you're gatekeeping the info for me.
So by the time the hour literally passes or whatever, I see his text or whatever. But at that point, when I see, why are you gatekeeping? Ugh, like, you're done. Like, I'm not talking to you no more. Because I'll, okay, whatever. I just want to say, you were extra ass bitch.
No, like, I wasn't extra. So this is my perspective.
We literally went 2 days without talking. And let me tell you something. Like, Go ahead.
Wasn't it like an awkward 2 days? Like, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, because we talk all the time. So
we talk all the time. So it's like.
And she had left for New York.
Oh, yeah.
In my head, I'm like, okay, so I guess the first time we're going to talk is on the podcast. Like, that's what was going through my head. Because I'm like, Keisha's not gonna budge because I'm not gonna budge.
But for me, I'm like, that's not gonna be the first time. Like, we have something to do. We have things to do. We have things to get to. Like, I'm not
right. Right. We have to talk. Like, what are you talking about?
Period. So,
this is my perspective.
Long story short,
right? I started talking to this boy. We met him together, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we met him together. And at first, like, I didn't know what to think about the situation. Like, I don't know. Like, we, like, hooked up at Sovereign Suite. Shout out Vinny.
Like, we love Vinny.
I've used his bathrooms for a lot of things at this point. Crazy. Yeah, I know. It's really crazy. So, I'm in the bathroom at Sovereign.
What?
I'm in the bathroom at Sovereign. It was such a moment because it's, like, I loved it. Like, I loved every moment, but I was also drunk, right? Cool. So, we go to a couple days later, we go to this party. And Keisha had the most anxiety ever. Do you remember?
Yes,
you
I
had
did.
Such anxiety.
High anxiety.
It was like a Sunday night, South Atlanta.
They dragged me to this party. And
Keisha didn't know. So she's like, when she's thinking party, she's thinking maybe like in the city, like nearby, like no, 30 minutes away, south side, near the airport. Like no street lights, nothing.
None.
We get to the party. What really scared you though wasn't until we got there and you saw how many cars.
How many
were there.
People it was.
Like if you know like South Atlanta, you go into a neighborhood or a cul-de-sac in a neighborhood, from the beginning of the entrance, cars were lined all the way up to the house. Like it was crazy.
Hundreds
I'm not gonna
of
lie.
Cars.
We get in the party, and I had known the boy was gonna be there, but when we get to the party, like my glasses immediately fogged up. So I was just like, I was on the same vibe as you. I'm like, okay, well, we can go at this point. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we can go whenever you're ready. Like, that's what I'm thinking. But then Vinny being amazing, like, again, we love you, Vinny. He gets us our own room.
Yeah.
So it's like much more chill vibes. It's only House of Margiela, the girls that get it. And, you know, we're there and the boys at the other side of the room. I didn't speak because, like, I felt like he didn't speak to me when I saw him. I'm going into a whole tangent, but whatever. Like, we get in the room and then this is my process, right? Okay, so this is the first time that, like, I was being, like, a freak in front of you. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was like, I kept telling him, I'm like, okay, relax. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't do too much. That's what I was trying to tell him.
So it's
like,
me?
Yes, it was like tongue down my mouth, tongue down my throat, and Keisha's like right here. I'm like, okay, well, you're doing a lot. Like, relax. That's what my thought process was, right? Cool. After we left, I kind of was kind of under the impression I wasn't going to talk to him again. I think we all were under that impression. You know what I mean? So I kind of like, I was like, whatever. When I got to your house, because I spent the night at your house that day, the next morning I had like 5 missed calls. And I was like, you know what? Let me just call him, child.
Yeah.
I get in the car and I call him, and keep in mind, he's sober now. So like we've seen a different side of him, like drunk, but like sober was a totally different side. Like super refreshing. I actually really liked it. And I felt like, okay, cool, let's just see what it's giving. And I honestly haven't not talked to him a day since, like honestly. Isn't that crazy? But anyways, the point is, Finsta, I thought that because I didn't tell Keisha that we were talking, just because it was like, okay, what is it giving? You know what I'm saying? What if it's giving nothing? Like, let me just like let it give nothing and give nothing. You know what I mean? But it kind of wasn't giving nothing. So, but keep in mind, it's only 2 weeks later at this point. So I'm like, okay, like, let's just see what it's giving. I'm thinking that somebody from my Finsta, one of the fake ass bitches, was going around trying to tell my business. And it's like, it wasn't a big old secret. It was just like, let me like get comfortable with this nigga. Like, let me just see what it's giving first, you know? And that's what I thought it was.
And just long story short.
So apparently there was no tea.
It was never that. Okay. I was just saying that from a point of view of be mindful of what you say to people, because you have people in your Finsta that you don't know you don't hang with like that or whatever, and you just be out here telling your business.
I'm telling all my business.
That was where I was at. And little do you know, like, this bitch really just like, we did not talk for 2 days. And the bitch was really like purposely not trying to look at my stories.
Miss Misha, you were not looking at my stories either.
You damn right. I wasn't. Like, I'm not looking. Like, you started it.
I didn't see it. Like, let's talk about it, bitch.
Let's talk about the petty game, bitch.
Very petty as fuck.
Very petty.
We are.
But
yeah, that was that. But like now we're cool and like there's no issue.
Everything's fine.
Our issues be so little. Like every single time it'd be like little shit.
But you know,
but we make it so big.
I think that matters within friendship.
It
like
is.
At the end of the day, I feel like whatever relationship it is, even when you have your like relationship, your situations with family, like sometimes y'all need to get that little like out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like if you're true friends, especially like y'all should be able to tell each other about one another, or you know what I'm saying, correct when wrong, or you know what I'm saying, like give them like a heads up or something when you see somebody like going in the other direction, especially when you want to go, like when you just want what's best for them. So it's
100%.
If you can't take constructive criticism and know how to like deal with that, I just feel like, I don't know, like maybe you need to reevaluate yourself.
No, I agree.
Period. 100%. So that's just that on that. with that being said, that's boom. Okay, so you're dating.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, cool.
I don't want to say I'm dating. Like, that's not, like, we're not dating, but, like, I kind of like him.
You kind of like him?
I like him a lot, actually.
That's good. So what do you think, like, what do you think about, like, the dating and, like, the relationship situation, like, in today's world? Like,
I don't know. Like, for me, personally, because, you know, like, I'm picky, but, like, also, like, there's a lot of factors that go into it. Because, like, number one, like, I really don't want to date someone who I feel like, like, there's a standard I have, like, when it comes down to not just, like, who that person is, but, like what they have to offer to the relationship in general. You know what I'm saying? I think that's important. I think it's important also, like, what their, like, standard is for their own lives. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't have standards for their lives. You got to understand that. So, like, finding people who do is very important. Finding people very equally yoked as you, very important. People who want the same things as you is very important.
I think what's very important too is also finding people who embrace you. And not trying to just treat you how they want to be treated. And honestly, like, I always say this too, like, even when I'm talking to my friends or just amongst people, like, I always be talking about, like, how I'm just so thankful that I'm out of that dating pool.
Yeah.
Because goodness gracious.
It's a crazy, like, world, dating.
Like, my man saved me because I could have been out here getting my heart broke and being somebody's sneaky link. Like, imagine
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
What the fuck do I look like? Like, I'm not doing that. Like, I just feel like, you know, right now we live in such a fast-paced life to where, like, guys are only dating girls for what their bodies look like and, you know what I'm saying, what they wearing and stuff or whatever. And girls are, vice versa, are just dating guys just to see, okay, well, what type of money he got.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? What he wearing and what jewelry he got. But the thing is that you have these two people who don't even know each other, and then it's, like, a big clash and a big crazy situation when they break up. And so it's just like, but y'all don't even know each other.
Exactly.
Like, you haven't even experienced this person at their worst. So why do you think that you're going to ever deserve their best?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
That's
you know what I mean? Like,
that's a word.
Y'all don't know. Exactly. But y'all don't know each other. So I just feel like, you know, if y'all dating out there, like, take it slow. Stop being in such a rush to try to just, or dating people for only materialistic things or whatever the case may be. And also, too, like, even if you're not dating somebody for materialistic things, hold people accountable for how they treat you.
Yes, that's important.
Hold people accountable for
how
they treat
you. I feel like people don't think about how the person treats you anymore. I think that's what's important. Like, for one, for me, like, that's why I'm like, okay, from this situation, I've learned, okay, I really like cancers. You know what I'm saying? Because they're emotional beings. Like, you have to pay attention to how that person respects and treats you more than anything. That's the first thing, you know?
And I think see
that's
a lot
of,
like,
people don't do.
Absolutely. I agree. I think, like, I'm starting to see more, like, what I do, like, I see more is, like, more engagements, more marriages.
Yes.
Because I was saying that, you know, a long time ago, I want to see marriage become a thing again because I feel like that's not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
And because we live in such a fast-paced life, and it's so crazy to where I hear women say, I don't want to be married. But it's like, why don't you want to be married? Or why don't you, like, you know, like why don't you want to be committed to a person? You want to just continue to be out in this dating pool and just in a toxic situation? Like, you don't want to build with nobody? Like,
no, they don't.
And I feel like, honestly, sometimes I feel like that might come down to, they might hate me for it, child, but it might come, I feel like sometimes it comes down to people's insecurities. Because maybe you feel like you're not even capable of being a wife.
Or good enough.
You're maybe not good. You might, maybe you feel like you know that you ain't shit to marry. Mm-hmm. Or who knows? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Talk about it.
Because if you do and you have that confidence and you feel like you're a good woman, then why not be like, okay, well, yeah, I would definitely want to give my all to one person. I feel like being hidden is not okay. Like, hold these people accountable. You got so many people who want to be on Sneaky Link. And if you're a Sneaky Link, then that's your life. That's
right.
But I feel like when you get to a certain age or some type of phase or some type of stage in your life, you should want more for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you only, what you allow is how you're teaching somebody to treat you.
No, exactly.
So if you allow somebody to hide you and, oh, they can't show you off. And let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. One thing about it, two things for sure. I don't believe in, oh, a private life is a happy life.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that.
You know, I've been in that situation, though, before.
But see, I don't agree with that because it's like, you have a man, or even a female.
Yeah.
Everybody will show off. They'll show off the damn grass that they walking on before they show off who they with.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell us what y'all doing every day. You ain't got to tell us, oh, you know, what y'all do in the bed and what y'all eating,
exactly,
what y'all arguing about at home. But it's okay to, you know, publicly embrace somebody or love on somebody or show somebody like, yeah, I do have a person.
Yeah. I think sometimes people get embarrassed.
Yeah, they do.
Because they feel like, what if it doesn't work out? Or they think that type of shit. And I think that's like the most stupid excuse ever. You know what I'm saying?
Because, I mean, it's life. Everything don't work out.
Like, and if it doesn't,
if it doesn't, it doesn't. But at the end of the day, like,
or like, at that point, you're just proving yourself to social media. Like, in society,
for sure.
It's so stupid.
For sure. It is very stupid. But that's just my take. But I think, you know, like, in further episodes, I feel like we could definitely, like, get more into it. We'll get into it more. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, my take on it. And, you know, a lot of girls, you know, they won't agree with what I say. A lot of women ain't going to agree with what I say. But at the end of the day, yeah. Hey, baby.
Ciao.
And we're just going to end it off on that. So... thank you guys for joining us. And make sure y'all tune in to the next episode of Chal and Filter, where we're going to get into plenty of things. And
we that's just that on that. We got more culture topics coming next.
We do. We have a lot of topics. We have a lot of topics. And we have so many much more. It's so many more guests.
Yes.
That's going to be joining us. Yes. And so, yeah, y'all should drop in the comments as well. And let us know who you guys would like to see
for sure
on this platform and who you guys would like to see join us. And you know what I'm saying? We'll post polls and everything, yeah. And you know, so y'all can give us some topics and give us some questions that you guys want to know.
And also subscribe. Like,
subscribe. Definitely. Subscribe to our channel, Chal Unfiltered. Unfollow us, Chal Unfiltered.
Mm-hmm.
Follow Sir Julian.
Sir Julian. Two R's, not one.
And go stream my shit, period. Yes. And that's just that on that.
How about shit? Wait, Pop Shit Queen, what am I talking about? Pop Shit Queen just dropped today.
Pop Shit Queen definitely it's just amazing. Dropped today. So make
the
sure
video
y'all
is incredible.
Stream.
It's not out yet, but... oh, is it?
It's dropping. So by the time this episode comes
out,
it's going to be out. So make sure y'all go to my YouTube and go view them videos. Go stream my shit. And we out of this bitch.
Talk about it.
Ciao. It's time to eat.
Congratulations. We pop Bella when we toast it. Yes. Sunday by the pool, turning Bella to mimosa. Black car service, I need Bella in a chauffeur.
She a boss.
Bitches pressed, they still hating from the sofa. Hello.